What makes you think you're living in the real world? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at one of your Scottish heroes, 18th century philosopher Thomas Reid. He helped people answer this question.
John, Reid was a Christian who engaged one of the most brilliant philosophers of his day, David Hume, and his common sense approach was effective in responding to the challenge of skepticism. Reid argued that we are right to trust our powers of perception under normal circumstances, just as we're right to trust the faculty of reason under normal circumstances.
So when the skeptic tried to cast doubt on the nature of the external world, Reid would turn the tables and put the question back on them.
So. Exactly. Skeptics must rely on reason. Otherwise, they have no reason to be skeptical. And Reid used this to bring them back into line. Listen to his words. Reason, says the skeptic, is the only judge of truth, and you ought to throw off every opinion and every belief that is not grounded on reason. Why, sir, should I believe the faculty of reason more than that of perception? They came both out of the same shop and were made by the same artist, and if he puts one piece of false ware into my hands, what should hinder him from putting another?
So if the skeptic is successful in undermining our powers of perception, it follows that our powers of reason are just as culpable, which means the skeptic undermines his own position.
Reid was a Christian who believed that our sense of perception is God-given, as is our faculty of reason. But he demonstrated you don't need to hold the Christian worldview to defeat the skeptic. We ought to trust both, or we ought to trust neither. Trusting neither is absurd, and trusting both defeats the skeptic and gives us reason to believe we're living in the real world.
Why not share reasonwhy.org with a friend where they can listen to this broadcast? You can also download our web app and hear it on your mobile device at reasonwhy.org.